You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Gary Thompson to score and Wickham to win is in the market at 7-1. Jordan Ayew to score and Villa to win is 7-2. I think everyone, Lee, is pinpointing this game as their shock of the round.
Villa might win.
Yeah, good point. I think everyone's expecting Wickham to, or a lot of people are expecting Wickham to win this game. They've knocked out Halifax and Millwall to reach this point. Have been going reasonably well in League Two as well, currently sixth in the league. I'm not sure, though. I think Villa at odds against might tempt a few.
Yeah, it's a bit like that Stoke-Liverpool game, isn't it? So many people are saying, oh yeah, Wickham will win this. Like, you kind of, it's almost like spite. You've got to go against them. Everyone in the office, wasn't it? Everyone that was walking around our office the other day, they were, Stoke are massive. Yeah. And I know you really fancy. By the end of the day, you were like, I can't back them now.
I did still back them. but it felt like that.
Yeah, and it was just like, it's almost like sod's law, isn't it? That, you know, there's too much riding on it. Look, Wickham are in decent nick. They're at home, of course, sixth in League Two. They're a decent enough side. And I think confidence has to go a long way. It's just, is there too much of a gap between these two sides? The other thing that's major here is we were talking about Jurgen Klopp and whether he would fancy the cup as Liverpool manager. Well, come on. Will Remy Gard have anything on this game? I mean, they can't afford
They've got to win a game, though, Lee.
But what if he plays his best players? I know, and they get injured, and then they're injured for the next Premier League game, which is at home to Leicester. Then they're away at West Brom. Then they're away at West Ham. It doesn't get any easier for them. Palace is before Leicester, so they've got a home game against Palace, then Leicester, then the two away games. I still think he'll weaken down. I think if you own Aston Villa, you say, we don't care about the FA Cup. Other owners have done it. That's why I think you have to be, you know, with Wickham in some form or other. The headline offer, I mean, I was looking at the headline offer and it's not great. I mean, you know, Thompson's not been in sensational form. You know, 6 in 24 starts. It's not like he's brilliant. He has been on a bit of a purple patch recently. He scored away at Luton, scored at home to Oxford. Hasn't scored for the last two. So he's got, you know, he scored against Portsmouth back in end of November as well. So that might be worth a look. One interesting line, I don't know if you've seen this. Barry Richardson's on the bench. 46-year-old goalkeeping coach on the bench. So that means 20-year-old Alex Lynch is in goal. They've basically got a goalkeeping crisis at Wickham. So that's one to bear in mind, I think, when you're having a look at this. I'm going to go for... I think Wickham could well win it. I wouldn't be surprised. But I'm going to go for the draw here, 9-4. I think it'll be a harem scarum cup tie. I think it'll be... I'm going to say that for every cup tie involving a lower league team. I think it'll be a draw. I don't think Villa are good enough to win it. I don't think they'll have the players out there to win it. But I just think that, you know, they have got quality in the ranks still. 9-4 the draw for me.
9-4 the draw. Derek?
Difficult one. You've got to read Remy Gard's mindset, the Villa manager. I mean, everybody says they're already down. There's nothing they can do. And it looks as though they are in the Premier League. If he believes that, he might think, to hell with the Premier League, let's go for the FA Cup. I mean, you know, it's a persuasive thought. And you look at last season with
Cup
Villa.
Finalists, weren't
they? Well, Villa are a cup side now all of a sudden, aren't they? They got to the final last season and they didn't have easy draws last season either. They beat Bournemouth in the fourth round, I think it was, Leicester the following round, beat Liverpool, of course, in the semi-final.
That was an easy one, to be fair. But
well, yeah, that was a gift. They're not the side they were then. Obviously, they sold like their three best players from last season. But I can understand why Dave's saying there'll be a lot of people fancying them at odds against a League Two side. The thing is, next season, there's three divisions between them now. And next season, there'll be one.
Yep.
The following season, they might be the opposite way around. Wickham could well be above them because Villa are only going to go one way at the moment. There's no money being invested. The owner wants out. The players want out, it seems. The manager will be out soon. I can't go for them. I just can't see Villa beating anyone at the moment. There are one or two glimmers of hope in some of their recent results. For instance, a 1-1 draw at Southampton a few weeks ago, 1-1 draw at Newcastle, held West Ham to a 1-1 draw, but they just don't win games. And I'm guessing the replay won't interest them. I've got to go for Wickham here. They're a side that are in form. I think four wins in the last six. doing well in League Two. And as Lee says, I always go back in FA Cup times to that nugget of wisdom from Harry Redknapp. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know what you said, Lee, about on any given day, any side, no matter what the division's in the top five, in the top four divisions, they can match each other. Mm. Yeah, that is true. Except when you've got like superstars in your ranks, like a Thierry Henry or something.
Absolutely.
But there ain't no superstars in Villa's team.
Nah.
And Wickham got all the advantages here. I've got to go for them.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.